Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is our time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up. Get at the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And check us out at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all because that's just what it is. I hope you got your popcorn and maybe a couple of napkins because it might get a little bit messy. But for that, I'm going to need the rest of my dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star. What's up?
Yeah.
I'm here for it today. I'm here for all of it.
Oh, shit. Early. It's too early, man. Hold on. Dang.
Okay. I took my Mucinex and I'm drinking my motherfucking Elcasoft, the cold medicine, so I don't lose my goddamn voice in the process because we know a bitch been had this cold for 99 years now. So I want to make sure I'm able to get this all out.
Yeah, before you end up sounding like Louis Armstrong on that track, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rap Star.
Yes.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Where you been, boo? What's up?
Man, it's been crazy, man. You know how it is, man, with the job.
She just be having it. Gotta get to the bag, right?
You know, they just want all your time. They like a woman, man. They want all your time. All your time.
Mm.
And then, you know, my phone was acting up. It was crazy, man. I was like, what's going on, man? But I'm back, baby. I'm back in full
effect.
That's what's
up. We glad you're back because we was around this motherfucker, like, looking for you. Like, where's Waldo? Where's Rap Star? We was trying. We couldn't find you in the little thing. You know what I'm saying? We was trying. But, hey, man, let me go ahead. We're going to go on and slide into these Dollhouse announcements real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let Royalty break it down on what's going on at Dollhouse Radio. And, yeah, we be back to get to the messiness. Let go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was a lovely royalty keeping y'all hip to what's going on here at Dollhouse Radio. Hey, we gonna go ahead and keep it pushing, man. It feel good to be back. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the yin, the yang, and all that, the universe is back in order. So with that being said, where they do that at? Rap Star. What's good?
Hey, yo, I'ma just need to tell everybody, all the parents out there, the fathers, the mothers, I need y'all to take a seat for this one, cause this is gonna be some crazy shit. But there's this guy. It's been a lot of talk, and there was a guy named David. I want to get his last name correct. Crioto, David Crioto, killed his 3-year-old son, Brendan. Now, we have a lot of these stories going around about, you know, certain things about parents killing their kids accidentally. Sometimes on purpose, but this guy is a special case because this guy killed his 3-year-old son in the favor and a fear of him losing his 17-year-old girlfriend. He killed his 3-year-old son over his girlfriend because she didn't like kids. She was away from college and everything, and she do not like kids, and she do not like his kids. So in fear of her just getting up and leave and everything, he felt it was necessary for him to just kill his son in the name of saving his relationship with his girlfriend. Now, it doesn't stop there. He even tried. He went to court. And most people, you know, would say, okay, he would, you know, spend the rest of his life in jail or some type of, you know, life sentence or even the death penalty in severe extreme cases. But no, this guy actually is serving 10 years, a minimum of 10 years, actually a maximum of 10 years. He might serve 85% to 90% of it, and his charge has been reduced to manslaughter. Now, where the fuck do they do that at? Niecy, you have kids. I know. How do you feel about this situation?
Hopefully somebody knocked that motherfucker off while I'm in there. From where I come from, I got kids. I got kids. I got grandbabies. I got, you know what I'm saying, a pretty big family. I got a bunch of nieces and nephews. I got 6 brothers, 5 sisters. Are you kidding? Listen, hopefully he go where I got 3 brothers upstate now. You know what I'm saying? 2 in the state and 1 in the feds. I hope they get him. Me knowing my brother and the people I fuck with, somebody going to get him because you don't fuck with kids. You don't do that. Regardless if it's his own. And she's 17 years old. She wasn't going to be with him that damn long no way.
I mean, that's real talk. When it comes to the kids, you can murder a whole town, like the whole town. Everybody just gone. You can just Michael Myers them motherfuckers. But let you go in jail, and it got anything to do with anything towards a kid, it's a wrap. I would rather if it was some shit like that, I would take myself out. before I got, when I got sentenced, they going to find me hanging. Because if you don't, they going to get you on the inside. They going to get you on the inside. You can murder a whole town as long as it was no kids involved. Because you got people in there that they can't see their kids, you know, can't see their sons, their daughters because of whatever circumstances, whether they did it or not. You know what I'm saying? So it just, it pulls a certain kind of heartstring with them. You might as well take yourself out before you even get in there. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy. Huh?
They probably got him on
now,
watch.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the weird thing. The weird thing.
Go ahead.
The weird thing is the fact that what possesses a man, and any callers out there, please chime in if you would. What possesses anybody to choose their significant other over their child? And this is not even the child's mother that we're speaking of. This is a girlfriend from this isn't even the child's mother. He really took it upon himself because he was that afraid to losing this girlfriend because she did not like his kid. And, you know, he confessed about it. He told him that, he just like choked him and left his body out there in the woods. And the fact that, you know, the justice system is so twisted and so corrupt that they would take
this
somebody.
Is a black
who,
or white man.
What do you think?
Is this a black or a white
man? Mm-mm. This is a white man. Not getting on anybody specifically, but here in Pittsburgh, we had a similar case. It wasn't quite like it, but it was kind of similar that happened either last year or the year before, where there was a couple. It was a black couple, and they had, you know, baby mama drama issues. And the baby was staying with the mom, of course, and the mom got fed up with the boy, with the father so much that she said that she was going to kill the kid, and she did, to fight the father.
I remember a little bit about this one because they were saying, and I was with them when they said that he himself should have been brought up on charges of, you know, neglect. Because when a person is like that, they don't just come out of nowhere and say those kind of things. They're doing or saying little things leading up to these instances. They're dropping little hints along the way. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that he didn't do anything, I would have broke my neck to get to my baby. So why would you think she was playing? Who the fuck plays like that? Nobody. No, don't nobody call him. You know, you don't do that. Thing is,
right,
I'm not mad if dude get brought up on charges because I feel like if somebody call and say something like that to me, I'm dropping everything. I'm breaking 90 down the highway. It's going to be a high-speed chase because I'm not pulling over till I get to my kids. You can't just play. People don't play like that, man. They don't say that kind of shit plainly. It just doesn't go like that. And I don't believe she wasn't dropping hints before the fact to let him know I'm a little fucked up and I'm jealous of you because I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people, you know, do like that before, and I done sat back like, she would say that about you and your baby. That she sounded, that bitch sounded a little jealous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, at the end of the day, no dick, no pussy is that good for you to do something of that caliber to your kid or even in any way ignore, abuse, or not acknowledge your child because another motherfucker say they don't like kids. Well, then you were the wrong motherfucker because I got two babies. What?
Right. That's just fabulous. I wouldn't really understand what, because in the interview where he's like, well, like when he's in the courtroom and he's, you know, telling what happened, he's breaking down and he's crying. He's saying he was my best friend and I loved him, and my whole thing is they first started off giving him the death penalty. And then somehow his lawyer was one hell of a lawyer. Not, you know, excusing everything, but his lawyer, from with him getting what he got a maximum of 10 years to manslaughter. Not murder, manslaughter. Those are two different charges. And they got him for neglect because the charges was he neglectfully was not taking care of his son. So they got him for manslaughter, not murder. Maximum of 10 years when he was originally supposed to get the death penalty. So what's up with our, you know, judicial system to let something like that go?
To me, it wasn't a sorted question, and it's not always black and white. But at the end of the day, it's always black and white. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? That's why we asked, hey, was he white? If they had been a brother, any other ethnicity, they would have thrown him under the jail. No bullshit.
No doubt.
10 years and he only got to serve 80%, 8 years for that, and he out. And I'm going to tell you how motherfuckers know what they were doing. No bullshit. Real quick. I had this man come to my house. He is, I call him Mountain Man, because he looks like a mountain man. He got long, shaggy hair, always in overalls, hillbilly type of dude. He's just a good old boy. But I needed some work done, and, you know, I had him come over and do some work. We had to leave and go get a park. So the police around here, they don't play, and everybody know. That's why they don't fucking come over here. They be like, I ain't playing with the police. So we left, and there's a stop sign at the end of the street. This motherfucker rolled. He barely tapped his brakes, rolled it. Soon as we turn, here's the cop coming up the hill, and I'm like, fuck. You know he finna flag us, right? You know it's a rap, right? I mean, not that it was anything wrong, but I just knew he was finna fuck with us.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker say, I bullshit you not. He say, oh, why? I said, damn, he didn't even blink. He didn't flag us, no nothing. He didn't follow us, no nothing. He went on about his business. This motherfucker say, I guess that's that white privilege thing that they talk about. I said, I just looked at him like, but it was so true. I couldn't even be mad at dude. It was true. But because if it had been anybody else, because that's how they are around here. If they don't know your car, if you moving fucked up, you moving too slow, you looking suspicious, they on your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that, couldn't even get mad at dude, because that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, well, you know, from the horse's mouth. There you go. There it is, from the horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
At least we have people who actually acknowledge it, because it would kind of mess with me if people like didn't acknowledge it going on, or there wasn't some type of white privilege that was going on. When I see people, when they say, like, I hate when people use the term, they say, I see no color. I'm like, then you're just oblivious to the fact about, you know, racism and a whole lot of issues going on. You cannot say that you're living in this world and you do not see color. You cannot paint a picture for everybody and you say you do not see color, where since, you know, this country was started, you know, it was based on, you know, opportunities with who gets what and who get treated with color. And even till, you know, till today. But this story right here clearly, you know, shows, you know, white privilege. Because a brother would have been
under the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Under the jail. Not next to it. Not in the cell. Under the jail. Life. Sure, depending on what state they in, you know what I'm saying? Some states have, you know what I'm saying, death penalties and some not. But in most cases, I think, for the most part, if it was a brother, he'll be right. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. Hey, we got to pay them bills, man. It's 4:20 somewhere in the world right now. So we going to go ahead and slide into this little quick smoke break, man. Hey, go ahead and make sure y'all light them if you got them. You know what I'm saying? When we come back, we going to go ahead and see what's popping in the hot seat. Let's go ahead and get in. Let's go ahead and, I don't know. What do I want to hear?
Let me hear this. I like Kevin Gates. What's up with Kevin Gates? Time for that. Let's see what he ain't got time for. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Do you think I'll ever need you, love, more than you need me? Show me your true colors, girl, I just wanna see. Cause I done had too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree.
See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that.
Pretty teeth with a nice demeanor. I'm in a rush, it was nice to meet you. Collar shirt, no elongated tees. Cheaper to be yourself, ain't no wrong way to be. Accomplished a lot, I came from the block. Ambitious, in the trenches, I got a long way to reach. Sorry if I was offensive, but not at all. You gotta pardon me at times, okay, problems all. When I hear the word, can't take it like a challenge. I don't understand why the hell I can't have it. Help me understand why the hell I can't have it. I was blessed with a swag and I ain't brag. Insecurities get covered with designer fashion. If I'm not intimidating, tell me why you bashful. If you're not feeling what I'm saying, sorry for the hassle, but if you leave me here with me, it'll be fantastic.
Do you think I'll ever need you, love, more than you need me? Show me your true colors, girl, I just wanna see. Cause I done had too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree.
See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that.
Pillow fighting on the sofa. Not that I'm my main focus, though I was hoping. Pull your hair, kiss it off while you bending over. After that, we can shower, then I can hold you.
Man, you the most beautiful woman in the world to me, man. For real.
Having deep conversation, and now you open. Pretending that I was asleep while you on the phone. Listen to you tell your girlfriend how I stroke. Only that it was a poop, I already know. Mind blowing, phone ring about to go. Issue rolling, playing poker, no cards over, hands exposing. Rest in peace, hold the slim, slow motion. Kicked out of everywhere, exposure.
Do you think I'll ever need you, love, more than you need me? Show me your true colors, girl, I just wanna see. Cause I done had too many come around and change on me. She's screaming, please don't waste my time. I say I totally agree.
See, girl, I'm fine with that. I done gave my watches away, ain't got no time for that. Asking where's my heart, good luck finding that. How long could I see her around? Think I'm still timing that. Think I'm still timing that.
Hey, if y'all just now tuning in, you are tuned in with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. That was Kevin Gates. Time for that. And we're going to slide on into that hot seat. Oh, man. It be so much shit, and it's so messy, and we messy too, so fuck it. Hey, okay, it's this model, actress by the name of Olivia Lolo Jones. At 35, she put out there in the magazine interview that she was still a virgin. She has a thing for this NBA player. His name is Jimmy Butler. He's only 28. So she saw a picture of him. You know what I'm saying? I guess she started lusting, got a little hot. So she tweets, "There goes my virginity." He sees the tweet, and he responds, messing with me, things come and go quickly, pun intended. So then, you know, the social media world, they went ham, like, oh, how can he be like that? How can he talk to her like that? You know, he's this, he's that. But look, she put the pussy tweet out there. So how y'all hating on this man? He's just responding like the man that he is. She said it out there and specifically said, "There goes my virginity," used his handle. So how was he supposed to react? I would have said the same thing. Come on with it. But it ain't no ties, boo. Don't catch no fees. So whoever, if y'all on that, Y'all trick. That's some straight bullshit. That's on her. She set herself out. What y'all think about that? Niecy, you tweeting this. What is it?
Huh?
What that is?
Hey,
talk to me about
it. I mean, it's her virginity. You know, that's that immature shit. Like, I don't think that's something you're supposed to share, you know. Don't get it I share a whole lot of shit, so, you know, it's different. But I've been around a long time, so, and I'm in the industry, so it's a lot virginity is definitely not something that you should be posting out there. Like, oh, there go my virginity. Like, what the fuck? He trying to get it. Fuck it. He going for what he know best. Shit.
I agree with Niecy. Why post about it? If you want to lose your virginity, contact them and fuck the shit out of them, and then talk about it. Don't just post about it. That's, you know, get that. You just want an audience. That's all it is. People just want an audience. That's it.
I mean, but the thing that pissed me off was people was coming for him. Like he did something wrong. Hey, she put it out there. So you know what I'm saying? Don't get mad at him. He is responding like a natural man. I wouldn't expect him to respond any other way. And if they do smash, if they do run into each other, you know what I'm saying? He already put it out there, and I'm in and out. Shit come and go real quickly. Your virginity is coming and going, and so am I once I get it. You know what I'm saying? So don't get mad at this man because he putting it out there. He letting you know, hey, I'll go ahead and take care of that for you. I'll break it in real good. But once I'm gone.
I'm not mad at dude.
You can't be mad at that man.
No, you can't be mad at him, but he gotta be careful before that woman ends up another Me Too.
No, she did Me Too my ass. She put that in the air. So if they around each other from here on out, it's already out there in black and white. People think that they throw this shit out there, she can go delete it tomorrow. But she is enticing him. Not as to say, that just goes into no means no. If they do bump into each other, if I bump into her, I'll be like, what's good? You still want hands to scratch that itch? What's up? So if she said, yeah.
Not for nothing, and she put it on, what you said, Twitter?
Yeah, she tweeted that.
Okay, well, not for nothing. Once you put it up there and a day go by, a day or so go by, Google got it any damn way. So it ain't going nowhere. She can delete that.
Even up that day, people felt, as soon as you tweet something, it's out there. It's people who, they can turn around 5 minutes later and erase that tweet, but it's already 100 motherfuckers that have retweeted the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's out there, I'll be telling people, once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud, because it's people that's all they do. They sit on social media all day, and they be looking for shit. Motherfuckers is mad. So, you know, that's why we are too. That's because that's what we do. So if you put it out there, I'm retweeting it, I'm screenshotting it, you know, because it is what it is. You can say whatever you want to. At the end of the day, it is. But I done already screenshotted it, and I done it to a couple of motherfuckers just for the backup. I'm going to get the bag, because when you start talking that shit, here go this screenshot.
Yeah, screenshots, voice records, all that shit. Yeah. Put it out there.
I'm just saying. So anybody who came at this young lady, you know what I'm saying, came at him in the way that he responded to it, it was not even hotastic. It ain't like she was like, hey, come on, let's fuck. But you just put a virginity tweet out there. So you get what you give. So his response to me was, it was valid. Fuck what y'all talking about. You can be mad at me. I don't care. It don't make me none. I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
Right.
I'm just saying. So if they meet, break it in, dog. Break it in. From the window to the walls. In my Lil Jon voice. Just strap up, bro.
You put that shit out there. You put it in the universe. It's going with what it takes, a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I still don't know why people was mad at him. Like, I think people is just too much on the chivalrous thing. You know, people just want a guy to not be a man and just be all gentle and everything like that. I don't know why people get mad at the stupidest stuff. I don't know.
I don't even think that. I think chivalry, for the most part, is motherfucking dead because niggas don't even date for the most part anymore. The new dating is Netflix and chill. People don't call and say, hey, how you doing? Hey, can I take you out, mom? What's good? Can we go on a date? None of that. They text you like, hey, what's good? Hey, can we go to Applebee's? And after Applebee's, they trying to get in your drawers. Quit playing.
Right. Well, you know, Monique was trying to get back to that shit because she was trying to have all niggas boycott Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Man,
that shit
crazy.
She
was trying to get
everything.
You trying to get everybody to boycott Destiny?
Man, she done. She done. Fuck all that.
You know, I'm sorry. I like the old Monique. Ain't as funny as she used to be. You know, I don't know. When she dropped them pounds, a little of that the comical part left. You know.
Yeah. I was just about to say the same thing. She lost the weight. She lost being funny. It's like Ludacris. When Ludacris, cut his braids off.
She lost being funny because she lost that money and then she wasn't funny no more. Because when you go, it's certain people in the industry. I don't give a fuck what industry you're in. It's certain people at Hollywood. You can't go after them. She went for some of the top names in the industry and, you know, then she was like, oh, well, they blacklisted me. They boycotted me. No, you did it to your damn self because you don't have that kind of clout. When was the last time you did a movie? You don't got clout like that no more? And you mad because they only wanted to offer you $500,000 to be on Netflix and the other people is getting millions? Yeah, but they have the accreditation behind them. You not the queen no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't did a movie in hella. Last thing I remember was a Tyler Perry movie. So, yeah, your price tag go down. Your worth is not as much as them. So you can't get mad at that. But she was the one who fucked herself when it came to her position in Hollywood because you can't go after certain people, flat out. And you went for the big dogs, yo, man. She did that to herself. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't know, because I'll be on that stock shit because I'm trying to do some things myself. But Netflix has surpassed cable. I don't care what provider, whether all of them suck, whether it be Dish, Sling, any of them, Netflix is up there. It's like they're like the king of this shit right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people who don't even want to be, they're not even trying to get primetime money. They're trying to get Netflix money. They don't care about the HBO and all that. They're trying to get Netflix money. They have surpassed cable. So the fact that she couldn't get where she wanted to be with Netflix, that's on her. She fucked herself. So fuck all that boycott shit. I ain't boycotting shit because I'm come on Netflix. I'm like, I'm on it. Fuck all that.
Oh, my God.
She ain't that motherfucking funny to me no more. No way. She need to swallow her pride, do a little ass kissing, and apologize. Maybe she can get back on. But for right now, she the auntie in any movie she in. She the sick auntie, the funny auntie. That's it.
But
you better take that train. You said what?
But she's not funny anymore. That's the whole point.
Cause she ain't getting no
money. Funny
anymore. she ain't making no money. That shit ain't funny to me neither. I'm a sad bitch. I'm a mad bitch when I ain't getting no money. Shit,
okay.
I don't be laughing. I don't feel like being no comedian. Shit, I'm just saying. Hey, if y'all just not tuning in, you hear what I'm talking, no filter, man. We calling it up. That's what we do. If you hear anything you want to speak on, make sure you hit the one. Let us know you got something to say. Fuck her. She'll be all right. She'll be all right. But this is real ironic, real quick. And I know Rapstar, he was saying that he isn't – I'm going to let him say what he said earlier to me about the Me Too movement, but I thought this was kind of ironic. The singer Seal, you know what I'm saying? He went in – here go another one. Went in on Oprah. Why you got this woman name in your mouth? Because she is – I ain't going to even say they cool now, but at one point she was friends with Harvey Weinstein. We all know. prompted the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what that is, you've probably been under a rock because he's been on everything. So he is now, after that, shortly after that, it comes up that he's being investigated for sexual battery after this actress came out and said that he forced her, he was trying to force him to kiss her. And because she wouldn't kiss him, he took it upon himself to start talking about her and berating her and things of that nature. But my thing is, karma's a bitch, first of all. And you should have never came how you came. You can't help. Money is attached to money. These motherfuckers got money. Millionaires hang with millionaires. Billionaires hang with billionaires and so on and so forth. Poor, broke motherfuckers hang together, too. So you can't get mad at this woman because she knows a particular person. Now, Rapstar, what was you? You had a comment about the Me Too movement. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So tell me what you said earlier about the Me Too movement.
I just think that the whole Me Too movement is just it really just diminished the whole movement altogether. Most of the women, I'm not saying all, but most of the women that are a part of the Me Too movement put themselves in a position to where their stories, when they come up with these stories and they say this person in position of power that I was working with and everything like that, he forced me to do this or forced me to do that. A lot of them work with the people that they are accusing of. And there's no money on the table that's worth your peace of mind. And they weren't forced in any kind of way. Yeah, they chose to be in that situation. A lot of them slept with these people to get to the position where they are. And if they didn't get their way, they turn around and they want to ruin their lives just so they can get their 15 minutes of fame. I think everybody needs to realize that the whole Me Too movement has become redundant. It's so tired. It seems like every other day or every other week you hear some celebrity, you know, being accused of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and everything like that. Not saying that there's not legitimately, you know, things, fucked up things that's going on in the world, but it's becoming redundant to the point where it's like, come on, another one? Yeah. And it makes you, like, in my position, it makes me hard to believe that person, because when you come around and you have somebody coming around and people like, oh, I support you, thank you for, you're so brave coming out. How are you brave? And it took you about, I don't know, 3 decades to come out with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I don't understand where people get off on not looking at the whole situation. When I look at a situation and somebody tells me this is what happened, I'm actually neutral in the situation until I get all the information that's presented to me. And then with these women that's coming out with the Me Too's and everything, all of their stories seem the same. It doesn't sound like it's different. It doesn't sound like, okay, maybe it's just this one. They all of them sound like they got a book for dummies of how to fuck up people's career, and they're following the guidelines. It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Career, you know, I'm going to speak as for someone who I can say Me Too, but it wasn't for no rich person, but that was as a child, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, being molested and stuff. And some of them was probably scared to come out, you know what I'm saying, because it involved their career. And they built something and didn't want to lose it and for fear that nobody would listen to them. Now they all banding together. I mean, you have to be, and this is not just for women, it's for men also, because there's men have been sodomized, molested as boys, molested as teenagers, you know what I'm saying? I can't see no grown-ass man just allowing it on the, you know what I'm saying, just in all reality, but,
Terry
you Cruz. Know, yeah, you don't never know. They can all sound alike because most of the time as a child, you are manipulated. You know what I'm saying? And the person who has done these things to you have told you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that to your family members, if you ever tell anybody. And as a kid and as you're growing up, then you start realizing, like, you start seeing other things going on with other people. You watch TV, you see it. No, people don't believe you. And that's just me as I'm grown now, but as a child, didn't nobody believe me. You know what I'm saying? And even as I grew up, it was, you know, I did tell somebody, and they didn't believe me. Nobody still did. Until this day, now it's, you know, the statute of limitations, and I did go down. I went downtown, and I tried to pursue it myself when the motherfucker moved across the street from me, where I live right now. I tried to pursue it myself. And, like, you know how hard it is? I look at them, and, well, he ain't been over in a couple of days, probably in rehab or something, but I'm just saying. You don't have to look out your window and see this, but you have to stay, you know, put where you are at. I can't pack all my shit and just be like, fuck my home. You know what I'm saying? I just got to make it work. But people like that, that's their livelihood. That's their bread and butter. Now, they, you know what I'm saying? When you, for fear that everybody is going to say, yeah, you're full of shit. So now that they could band together and be strong enough, you know what I mean? Because the motherfucker ain't denying that he didn't do it to this one. He just did it to that one. He didn't do it to this one, but he just did it to that one. You know what I'm saying? They take
right.
it like
okay.
it is.
Hey, when it comes to the Me Too movement, look, anybody who is out there listening, this is, you know, our opinion and observations of things that's going on, and not as to diminish anyone in their claims and the things that they say, because until the end of the day, you will have to face up for what you did. If you don't get hit in your pockets, you're going to get hit with, you know, bad publicity, and that's on you, and I hope your ass get what you deserve in the end. But we're going to go and slide into a break real quick and get back to them honey dip thoughts, man, because, woo, y'all might want to get the popcorn. We're going to slide into that Lone Star real quick. They mad. We be right back. Y'all house. Let's get it.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, now they can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, that was that Lone Star J. They mad. And we're going to go ahead and slide into these honey dip thoughts. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope you got your popcorn. Get a napkin because it could get messy, y'all. Honey dip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you guys, if you've been keeping up, you know, I haven't been, huh? Yeah. Y'all silly. Y'all know I haven't been really talking about this ex-bae that I used to deal with, you know, especially, that's how he wasn't on last weekend, but we were talking about other things, you know what I'm saying? I pushed that shit to the side. I continue to get text messages and fucking inboxes. Now, little do the person know, he has a, and I'm, you know what, since he was dropping my name December 16th and didn't think that I was going to find that and see it, trying to make it look like a wedding him, Motherfucker, do you know who I am? Do you know niggas come a dime a dozen? You ain't even my motherfucking piece of cake, but I tried to do something different, okay? I have receipts, and when I say receipts, I have text messages on both of my phones, well, two out of the four. I have inboxes on my two main pages, the inboxes. I even have, you dumb motherfucker, you fuck with the wrong fatty bitch. I have a recording of some of the shit you were saying to me. You know what I'm saying? You on your fucking show talking about me like I'm some motherfucking thirsty bitch. Motherfucker, are you kidding me? With your fake Carter case with a gun charge, and you scared the bitches over up there in Philadelphia. Don't fuck with me, because motherfucker, I'm the type of bitch that could fix you for that court case. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It ain't that hard. That's what the fuck Google for. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life ever call yourself disrespecting me. You fuck with the wrong petty bitch, Mr. DJ Digger James. Why you calling motherfucking names out? Now, let's not get me the motherfucker putting the last name out. Guess what? My name is all over social media. It's really no big deal. There's no secrets to me. Motherfucker, you're fucking right when you call me. I talk about my family and my animals and all that different shit. You're motherfucking right, because I'm a loving mother. I'm not ashamed in any way, shape, or form. Regardless, my motherfucking kids be fighting and all type of motherfucking shit. You're goddamn right. I got a house. I got girls. Dumb bitches fight all the motherfucking time. And you know what? Since you is a player, wait, why you ain't got no pussy this year? My motherfucking player, you talking to this bitch and that bitch, motherfucker, I bet I've been fucking the whole time I was fucking talking to you. You lame, no good motherfucker. Are you fucking serious with the fucking worms in your goddamn head? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Motherfucker, I got, like I said, little motherfucking receipt. I never thought we would be more than just friends and wouldn't think someone like as beautiful as you would even look this way. Who words is them? Baby, I got so many motherfucking receipts, and you a flirt? Bitch, I was born and bred to be a flirt. I flirt with everything and everybody, women and men, all the time. You ain't no real flirt. And you really ain't about that goddamn life. Now, I ain't been fucking with you. You've been texting me. You've been inboxing me. And mad as hell because I won't respond to you. You got to be fucking kidding me. You didn't think that somebody was going to tell me that your motherfucking ass was screaming my name December 16th? Oh, Niecy been giving me all of this motherfucking attention. I could have swore during that time that we had a fucking agreement not to be using each other's names. I always call you bae, and bitch, you bitch-ass motherfucker, you listen to my motherfucking shit every motherfucking morning when you go to work on Monday, you bitch motherfucker.
Oh.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, talking all this bullshit. And
wow.
You're a pathological liar. This is part of the reason why I stopped answering the phones and everything else. I caught you in a bunch of lies to the point that I started second guessing my motherfucking self and coming for other females and males, you know what I'm saying, that's in my circle, because my circle, I keep it very tight. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean,
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. Not for nothing. Even this STL was like, no, nothing. No,
I'm mad at you too, nigga.
I
was rooting for you. I had the pom-pom and the cheer. I was cheerleading. I had your back. And then you done got me fucked up, bro. Dang. I tried, bro. I tried. But you did it. You did yourself.
Everything was true. I really, you know what? Even my graphic designer was like, he was here one day. This dumb motherfucker didn't realize that. Why? When I told him when he get off of work, DJ Digga, when I told you you better call me when you get the fuck off of work, soon as you get off of work, and you dummy, you did. And when you did that, guess who was sitting in my motherfucking dining room while you was on the phone going the fuck off because a bitch don't call you like you want her to call you? Let's go, bitch. I got receipts and I have a witness now. Listen, when you talk about me, motherfucker, come correct. Please don't make me stop putting up recordings and shit while you was asking a bitch to get fucking tattoos of your name on her motherfucking ass. Okay? Well, we do have that picture, don't we? Jeremy had that picture with the his. He put his name on the on my butt and sent me a picture like that. And then when I started going off about that, I would never brand my motherfucking self with a nigga's name. I'm a grown ass woman. Only motherfucker I belong to is myself. Niecy Honeydip, Janice Marie White, and don't you ever motherfucking forget it. You lame motherfucking square ass bitch ass nigga. I'm the one who kept your name on the DL. Mm. I kept your name on the DL on a download because I didn't want my fans fucking with you. Come on now. I was trying to give you some respect, but you had the motherfucking audacity. You can say what you want to say about a bitch, but one thing you will not ever be able to call me is broke because I'm going to get mine by all motherfucking means while you talking about a porn star, a stripper, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you're motherfucking right, bitch. And don't you ever forget I'm global.
Oh.
I'm global. Motherfucker, I do live and clear 700,000. Very fucking easy. So since you want a war, I will give you what you want. You got the right bitch now. Motherfucker, I tried to do something different by fucking with a lame like you. I was like, oh, he talking that sweet nothing, and this all I want to know. I thought it was sweet that you was listening to my issues with the man I just had broke up with that I was with for 9 fucking years. What man does that? Not too many. You were sitting and listening to me crying and everything else. Not too many that.
Okay.
You lame motherfucker.
Woo, hello, woo. Wow. Somebody get up, man. Lord Jesus, hug Fenice, hug Fenice. Look, we got a caller, got something they want to say. Wait. We got a caller, got something they want to say. Hold up, calm down. We got a caller, got something they want to say. Let's see what's going on. Ooh, Lord Jesus, take a deep breath, boo. Let's get to this caller. Let's see what it do. Hope you got a lifeline out there. 716. You on with All Talk No Filter? What's up?
Yo. Listen.
Yeah.
When you get tired of being a fake player out there and you want to fuck with the real, come fuck with Niecy Honeydip. We on deck, man. We taking shots at everybody that disrespect. This coming from the camp, too. We on that 716 to here. We get ugly out here, man. It's whatever with anybody. If you ever disrespect, we coming for your neck. Real shit. She letting it be known what it is, man. I was there the whole way. I seen everything. I mean, she was on some new player type shit. But, I mean, yo, you can't be no player out here.
I was trying to be good with this nigga.
Trying to be a good joint, man. Like, fuck it. Fuck it. You want to go out here and talk crazy? Want to act like, yo, you fucking with somebody? First of all, a player don't never play with a female's emotions at heart. You don't say no love shit, especially in the condition that she already in. I mean, yo, you asked for it, bro. That's on you. Like, that shit fucked up. So, I mean, yo, listen, you can't do no shit going to show and talk about the next person talking about, yeah, you know, this for anybody out there, stripper, porn star. No, you can't do that. Oh, man, hell no. Taking shots at everything, man, for real. So, if niggas want to take it there, man, that's on you, bro. But know this for a fact, and you fucking with a real one from 7-1. Yo, this real player is over. Any nigga in my circle is a player. Miss Dick, she a cold player. And she just trying to cuff you, though. I told her to chill the fuck out. Stop calling this nigga B.
You
called the nigga B.
That motherfucker, he ain't on your speed. He ain't your level. But to be honest, I looked at, like, let me do something different. And I did. I brought it right to the radio. I even asked for input on it. I was like, you know, I'm kind of feeling them. It's something new. Let me try a little something different. Because everybody knows I go for the hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? I go for B-Boy. I go for real, real motherfucking killers and murderers. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Real motherfuckers who hustle big weight. Not no motherfucking nickel and dime type motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, okay, let me go for a straight, narrow type of dude, you know, and then he hits me in the head. But wait, then the nigga start hitting me in the head with the lies. He used to be a hustler. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
hustling
now, man.
Come on now. Come on. I know you're lying, but I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to let you go ahead and have all them lies. You know what I'm saying? All this shit about, wait a minute. First of all, I ain't nobody's sugar mama. Okay? When I was supposed to keep the motherfucker, I was supposed to go see for New Year's, which I did not go see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We had an agreement. Because I hadn't spoke to the motherfucker, I stopped speaking to him for 3 days. On my way to fucking Pittsburgh, he called me, and he was like, no, you don't have to worry about it. You just get here, and I'm taking care of the room. I'm taking care of all everything. You're good. Then come New Year's, a couple days before New Year's Eve. The motherfucker get I'm happy for him, but not for nothing. He didn't know how to talk to motherfuckers in order to get the contract that he got. Let's go back to the motherfucking strip club shit, you dumb motherfucker. You get a job and just go in there and just do the motherfucking job and don't get no fucking paper sign. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Come on now.
God,
you lame ass motherfucker. I'm happy for you now after you had a bitch who was, you know, rooting you on. Yes, I was rooting you on because to this day, I still want to see you win. Yes, I do. I ain't no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no grimy bitch like that one, but I still want to see you win. I'm happy for you because I've known you before this little bullshit relationship even began. You was the one. Don't tell karma. Don't tell karma. Motherfucker, everybody already know. You know a bitch like me ain't hold no water when it come to my life for what I would never do before today or string your name. Well, scream your motherfucking name. But when you start disrespecting me, bitch, what you don't want to do is disrespect me. That's what you don't want to do.
Even the
squad
had
to
drop in 716 on the line. Hey, hood up, dog. Appreciate you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? That's,
that was the verification. You already know, man.
Got something to say, man. Hit that 716. We appreciate you for dropping in on it, bro. DC. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Know.
Honey dill. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Is everybody still with us? Shit.
Yep.
Honey dill. Oh shit. Did we lose honey dill? Honey dill. Oh wait. Okay, stop. Hey. Shut. Hey. Calm it down, cause we about to get up out of here. We gotta get the drop of the tag, man. Look, it got live. Look, y'all, we do this every Sunday. We are here for y'all, pure entertainment purposes. We here 7 Eastern, 6 Central, man. Drop them handles. Let them know if they want to reach out and touch you. Let them know how to get at y'all. Niecy is accepting hugs and donations right now. Drop your shit, girl. Hugs and donations. Hugs for Niecy. Start a hashtag. Hugs for Niecy.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. And my email address is NiecyHoneyDip@yahoo.com. If it's business, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And the memes have started dropping. You really don't want to fuck with me.
Woo!
Yeah, wow. It's your boy Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. I'm Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam on Facebook, on the fan page. Get at my personal one, Cameron Cortez. You can also hit me up on SoundCloud, Rapstar. You can hit me up also on Twitter, Rapstar412. And you can check out my latest new video, Lyrical Addiction, on YouTube. You can look me up at Rapstar412.
Hey, look, hey, don't forget to get at me, man. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Let's chop it up. Look, we messy around this motherfucker. Nobody, nothing is off limits.
Nobody, nothing is off limits.
So if you like this shit, tell a friend, tune on in. We here every Sunday. That's what we do. We be back next Sunday. So we look forward to seeing y'all at we gonna get up out of here, man. We see y'all next Sunday. Get at us. Tamar, let's get it. We out. Y'all how? Don't you say a word.
Even in the pitch of dark, I feel your energy.
Radio. I'll talk no filter.